The Seven Lost Secrets of the Law of Attraction.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. Delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast and or video every single day. We're trying to come to you as often as we can because we know that you are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You're a high flyer, and we're here for you. Today, we're going to talk about the seven secrets of the law of attraction. These are lost secrets. These are secrets that people don't talk about much, and they're important because if you want the law of attraction to work for you rather than against you, you need to apply these seven secrets. Hey, I want to remind you that we've been doing this podcast since 2009 on iTunes, and now we're on Amazon, we're on YouTube, we're on Stitcher. We're here with you every single day, but I need you to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends on Facebook, Instagram, and other places, because I believe, high flyers, that we have an important message to bring to the world. Look, the more people are empowered to change their life and to take control of their life, I think the less craziness there's going to be in the world. That's just my thought. I'm not going to get political with you. Just wanted to share that. I think empowered people are happier people. Okay, here we go. The seven lost secrets of the law of attraction. Number one, you must have a burning passion. You must believe that you are unstoppable. Be inspired. Inspired means to be in the spirit. Love what you are doing. Even if it's not fun doing it, you need to love it because it's taken you to a destination. It's taken you to a place that you want to be. So love doing it. Feel source connection coming into your body, into your energy field, so that it's not just you doing it. It's not just your ego. It's source energy working through you. You are in source, and source is within you. That's how you build up that powerful connection with the universe, with the infinite field of potential. You must develop that burning passion. And I know, I understand that some days you get up and you go, wow, Tuesday, I don't think so. But somehow you have to generate it. You have to generate it. Get your body moving. Get your mind dreaming. Get your wings open. Get out into the air and fly and soar. Take action. Movement. That's the key. Burning passion. One of the seven lost secrets of the law of attraction. Number two, the how. People worry about how it's going to happen. How is he going to get in touch with me if I'm blocked everywhere? How am I going to get my business going if I don't have enough money? How am I going to get healthy if I can't afford to go see the doctor? We're always worried about the how, and that kills the law of attraction. I mean, it literally puts it in the grave, so to speak. You can't worry about the how. I'm not telling you not to have a plan, but oftentimes the plan will take a sharp right turn or left turn for the better. And all of a sudden, a new way of doing things will open up to you. Something will come into your life. Someone will come into your life. The how will come to you when you begin to vibrate at the frequency of love. So people are worried about the how. How do you get the how to manifest for you? By vibrating at the frequency of love. Trust the universe. Trust the universe completely. Say right now, I know that this infinite universe is working in harmony with me, and that as I raise my vibration to the frequency of love, I'm connecting deeper with the universe than ever before. And we are creating an incredible world for me, my family, those I love, those I influence. Number three, auto-suggestion, affirmation, and incantation. Now, auto-suggestion is talking to yourself. It's a type of self-hypnosis. You can do it as you fall asleep. A lot of people will record something on their iPhone and have it play back over and over and over again. As I've said before in other podcasts, affirmations are I am statements usually, or we are, or it is. You know, they're positive present tense statements. But incantations, oh, that's the one. That's the lost secret. It really is. Here's the secret. You command your subconscious mind. Now, I don't give a strong command. I give a powerful suggestion to my subconscious mind to help me, to aid me in a belief, okay? Because I understand that my beliefs determine, well, they determine, you know, what I manifest, where I manifest it, how much I manifest. If I have limiting beliefs, I have limiting manifestation. So by talking to your subconscious mind, I call upon the power of my subconscious mind this very moment to aid me, to fulfill me, to empower me, to help me believe with all my heart and soul that I can deliver a powerful podcast to those who are listening and that it will empower their life as well. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking to my subconscious mind. And that's what we call an incantation.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number four of the seven lost secrets of the law of attraction is absolute certainty. Absolute certainty. Okay, we've got hope. We've got faith. But now we want to take it to the next level. Absolute certainty. I am absolutely certain that the love that you desire is flowing into your life. I am absolutely certain that the money you desire is coming into your life. It's raining money in your life right now. I'm absolutely certain that the healing that you desire and need is happening this very moment, that your body is repairing itself along with the aid of the infinite power of the universe. You see, I don't hope for these things. I don't wish for these things. I'm not just trying. I'm in a state of absolute certainty. You've got to get yourself into that state. If you desire to manifest beyond what you've been doing, you've got to be in a state of absolute certainty. Number five, put it into your dreams. Invoke your desires into your dreams by talking to your subconscious mind as you fall asleep at night. So here's what you do. You're lying on your pillow. You've done your prayers. You've done your gratitude work. And now you talk to your subconscious mind and you say, tonight, send me dreams about personal empowerment, about love, about happiness, about my soulmate, about success, about money, about business. Send me dreams. And you better have a dream diary right next to your bed, because you're going to forget that dream and that dream is going to have a message for you. So you better have a dream diary sitting next to you. And if you wake up in the middle of the night and you had a dream, you better write it down. Because that dream, even if it doesn't mean anything right now, will mean something in a day or two or a week or a month. Okay? Get that. Put what you need in your dreams. Invoke the power of your subconscious mind. Well, the next one, number six, is future or present tense gratitude. And when I say future gratitude, let's say that I am putting out an intention to manifest a new sailboat, okay? And I want a 54-foot schooner. So what I'm going to do is, on a regular basis throughout the day, I'm going to pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Oh, that feels good. And then I'm going to say, I am so grateful for my new sailboat. It's bigger than I ever thought it was going to be. It's better than I ever thought it was going to be. I am so happy. I am so blessed. I absolutely love my new sailboat. You see what I'm doing? I'm giving thanks for something that hasn't physically manifested yet, but it's going to manifest. It's on its way. It's coming to me. So I might as well open the door a little bit wider and give thanks right now. And finally, number seven of the seven law secrets of the law of attraction is self-love, self-respect. Look at, I don't care what you do, how many intentions you put out, how many affirmations you say, how many vision boards you build. If you don't love yourself, take care of yourself, spoil yourself, baby yourself. Look at, the idea is to feel good. Why do you want money? Because it makes you feel good. Money is fun. Why do you want love? Because love feels good. Okay? Everything that you desire in your life at some point is either for survival or because it helps you feel good. So make a commitment right now to begin feeling good. Self-love. Take that long bath in lavender water. You know, take that little mini weekend vacation that you've been putting off and head on down to the beach and just play, throw the frisbee around, enjoy yourself. The better you feel with your body, mind, and spirit, the more you will attract and the faster. And I'm serious. Self-love, self-respect. The self-respect part deals with how you treat yourself in regards to other people. I know a lot of times people will go through a breakup and they completely lose all of their self-respect. Don't ever give it up. Your self-love and your self-respect is one of the seven lost secrets of the law of attraction. Hey, thank you so much for listening, for sharing us on Facebook, on Instagram, around the net. We love you. We appreciate you. You're high flyers. Thank you. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.